Elementary Principal Carrie Schmidt is our guest from Sioux Central with the school spotlight this morning. And the big reason is, Carrie, I know Jeff Sharn told me a month ago that there was a Lego League and three teams were going to be going to the initial competition. And you are on the air today to give us some good news.
Yes, we're really excited. One of our three teams is moving on to the state tournament at Iowa State on January 16th.
Okay, so go back to Sioux City now where the first round of competition was. Highlight that day for us.
All right, there were three teams, and they compete in three different categories. They give a presentation on a project that they started at school that helps the environment. This, you know, one group did recycling. The group that won did, like, how to avoid using so many paper towels when you're washing your hands, so they made a little video. That's one category, and then there's a category where they have to talk about core values as a team, and then there's another category of robot construction where they're actually programming the Lego robot.
Okay. So three teams right there, all doing the categories, right?
Yes.
And then I'm sure the other two did very well, but let me hear about your team that qualified for the state competition, these individuals.
Yes, we had several individuals. We have two sixth graders, Sora Reeves and Lydia Tams. And then we have fifth graders Eric Beyer, Clayton Ehlers, Caden Rebune, Landon Brown, Tristan Warnemont, and Aaron Warnemont. So there were eight students that are moving on to the state tournament. And the biggest key at the Lego League competition is working together as a team.
So let me ask you, will things change between the initial competition in Sioux City to state? Is the rules the same, the competition the same? How does that play out?
The competition is the same. They just have from now until then to beef up their project. So, for example, this group, their theme is shake 12 times, and they made videos on how to shake your hands instead of use so many paper towels to wash them.
Okay.
And so now it started locally, and now they're going to branch out to other schools and try and encourage other schools to watch the video and do the same. And so it's just beefing up their project and trying to spread it out.
Oh, good. And thank you to Carrie Schmidt, the elementary principal at Sioux Central, for joining us with the School Spotlight. Brought to you this morning by Ranco and Sioux Rapids on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.